Contrary to predictions earlier this year, gas prices have not increased dramatically this summer. In fact, retail prices at the pump have been declining for several consecutive weeks now. At the end of last month, the price of a gallon of regular gas averaged $1.38, the lowest in over a year. Joining me now is Joanne Shore, Senior Analyst at the Energy Information Administration. Good morning.
Hello, Renee. How are you?
I'm fine. If you think back to the spring, what was it that had the experts convinced that higher prices were on the way?
Well, we knew higher prices were there for a variety of reasons, but the first and foremost was that we had very low inventories before our summer driving season. Normally, that is a time of year before the driving season starts when refiners are doing their maintenance. They use inventories during that period of time, but there weren't many inventories to be used. So we saw prices strengthening early. Then when demand started to pick up, some of the refiners were just starting to come out of maintenance, and that pushed prices up even further. So we knew we were in for a price increase.
Which, though, turned out to be not the case, at least through the summer. Prices are quite reasonable. What happened?
One of the things that happens when prices start to increase like they did, that inspires new supply to come in. Those refiners that are in maintenance certainly have a strong incentive to hurry up and finish what they're doing. Refiners that aren't in maintenance have a strong incentive to push their refineries as hard as possible to get those volumes out there. And imports tend to increase during that time. All of those things come together to stop that price increase, and that's what happened. And in fact, from the industry's perspective, they probably over-responded because, as you pointed out, we saw prices then decline fairly steadily.
How unusual is it for gas prices to fall as we go in from spring into summer?
Well,
like they did this year, when demand usually would be going up?
Yeah, it's not usual. And that's because they rose stronger than they usually do. Normally, we have a seasonal increase in price in that spring period. Wholesale prices usually peak around May, and retail peak about a month later in June. Then they kind of level out. Sometimes they go up a little bit in August again. You know, the Midwest is starting to see a little bit of increase. Nothing like we had this spring, but we might see a little increase in some other parts of the country before the summer's over as well.
What about the rest of the year? Care to make a forecast?
Well, that's hard to say. Actually, EIA is putting out a new forecast tomorrow, but as far as gasoline prices are concerned, we should be over the worst at this point, a little bit of increase in August, and then for the winter, they're usually not too bad.
Thank you very much. Joanne Shore is a senior analyst at the Energy Information Administration.